Great morning, everyone, and welcome to yet another episode of Thank God for Monday. I'm Brother Greg Cellini of the Franciscan Brothers of Brooklyn and the Office of Mission Ministry Interfaith Dialogue at St. Francis College in beautiful Brooklyn, New York. My great pleasure to be back with you again today. The purpose of our show, Thank God for Monday, is to inspire you, our audience, to take personal responsibility for your professional satisfaction. We want to provide you hope, healing, peace in these unprecedented, turbulent, uncertain times. Motivate you to search deep inside yourself in the quest for fulfillment. Listeners, it's really up to you as how to utilize the information we provide today. Take full accountability for the decisions you make and a resulting outcome. Now, one of the goals of our show, Thank God for Monday, is to introduce role models of people who take very bold steps in their work lives. This is a very, very special month, the month of April, during which WSOU's 75th birthday occurred on Friday, April the 14th, and the gala to celebrate this birthday is occurring tonight, Saturday, April 22nd. As such, we are honored today to have with us a most special guest. His name is Frank Scafidi, Seton Hall University class of 1974. Frank's incredible career includes working as a radio reporter for 15 years and then starting an audio-visual production company for 20 years. In 1998, Frank was asked to return to Seton Hall as chief engineer for WSOU, and thus this year is celebrating his 25th anniversary with the station. A great Franciscan, Frank has worked for many years in a nonprofit world, including as a volunteer director of Eyes of New Jersey, that's EIES of New Jersey, a radio reading service for the blind and physically handicapped. Great morning and welcome to Thank God for Monday, Frank.
Hi, Greg. How you doing?
Oh, it's a beautiful day here in Brooklyn, and I bet where you are as well. You in South Orange today?
I am here at Seton Hall in South Orange, and as you know, I'm often in Brooklyn for various reasons.
Yes, absolutely. So, Frank, sorry to say we've only got 30 minutes. We want to jump right in the deep end of the pool because we could talk all day and right into tonight's gala, certainly. So let's do it. You're also a very proud graduate. I'm the class of 85. You're the class of 74. What did you study while you were here at Setonia?
I was a communications major, like many of the students here at WSOU. In those days, communications sort of was a degree that not as many people were looking to. Nowadays, it's tons of people are in communication. It must have been easy. I must have picked it because it was very easy.
Oh, I don't believe that. It's ironic you mention this, though, because in 1985, when I graduated, accounting was the most popular major at Setonia. I knew very, very few communication majors. That has all changed, and greatly due to WSOU, certainly. Now, let's go back to when you were a student, please. Were you involved with WSOU at that time? And if so, how?
When I came here, part of the reason was because of WSOU, but I was so intimidated that it took me months to join. I was actually kind of nervous about coming to the station. It was and in those days, the station was downstairs next to Walsh Gym, and the people who worked here seemed so professional. I was completely overwhelmed. And then some of the other students who I knew had joined, they said, "Yeah, just come on down, you can join." And so I did. And of course, it was great. I jumped right into the deep end of the pool for that too. So they immediately, had you working and doing stuff. In those days, though, I mean, now of course, we play really hardcore music, which is sort of our symbol. But in those days, early, we weren't even on every, all day long. We were on like a few hours in the morning, a few hours in the afternoon, and that was it.
Oh,
And
wow. So WSOU was not a 24-hour station at that time.
no, not at all. It was, I think we signed on like at 7 in the morning, and we went off, I think it was like 10 a.m. And then we came back on like at 3 o'clock, and we went until, I don't know, maybe 9 o'clock. But changes were gonna happen in those days. One thing people might find interesting, just when you think about what we play now, in those days we were playing, Perry Como and Mantovani, all that kind of music. It was a show called, I think it was called Tapestry. And it was like an honor to be the host of that show. I mean, I think I probably got on it when I was a junior, maybe, because it was so, you actually got to talk on the air. Not much. You got to just announce, that was Perry Como and that kind of stuff. And
Oh, that
so
is amazing.
it was very different than it is now.
Can I imagine even then it was on 89.5 FM? Was that true?
Yeah, oh, we've always been on 89.5, which
Okay.
is, the non-commercial part of the FM band.
Wow. Okay. Now, I have a feeling I know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask it anyhow. At that time, were there a couple of individuals here that, yeah, really have some fond memories of that really influenced you, mentored you at that time?
No, I didn't like anybody. I never spoke to anybody. Now, there were absolutely there were people who were really good. One person in particular was Joe Garifo, who at the time was one of the, part of the management board. He was in charge of announcing. We used to have a position called announcing. He would work with people to try to help them. And the reason I mentioned Joe, excuse me, is because years later I went on to work for Joe professionally as a reporter. And I don't know if I owe Joe a big debt, but I owe him something because working for him, we worked over at the WMTR and WDHA in Morristown, and
Wow.
Joe was the news director, and he didn't hire me. Actually, Bishop John O'Hara, who was not a bishop in those days, hired me, but Joe was actually my boss for most of that time there. But Joe hired another reporter there, who who turned out to be my wife,
Oh, my
who I've
goodness.
been together with for almost 40 years now. So I
Oh.
don't know if I should be thanking him or what.
Oh, absolutely. What a beautiful love story, Frank. I had no idea that you two had met at the station like that. Wow. Wow,
Yeah.
that is really, really something. By any chance, did you have any interaction at all with Cousin Stan Kazakowski?
I actually have a very interesting Kazakowski story. People may know that we have a Polish show on Sunday afternoons, which is extremely popular.
Yes.
And when you first get here, you do a lot of the dirty work. So I was the engineer for the show. It used to be on, I think it was Monday or Tuesday nights, late, like at 9 o'clock at night.
Oh, wow.
And Stan was the host, and Marie Zak, who's still doing the show, was on the show with her sister Lil
Oh, my goodness.
and some other people. But my story about Stan Kazakowski has got nothing to do with radio. But for many years, my wife and I, we lived in Jersey City, and we decided to appeal our taxes. And Stan was on the board of taxation. So I walk into the room to make my appeal. And Stan sees me and he says, "What are you doing here?" I said, "Well, we live in Jersey City. We want to appeal our taxes." He brought me onto the hallway and he told me exactly what to say at the theater. He said, "I want you to say this, this, and this." And then we got our taxes lowered.
Oh, praise God for Cousin Stan, certainly.
Cousin Stan was great. He was classic. He was just great. But I was, definitely he was someone I looked up to. I also looked up to Dr. Jack Stukas, who ran the Lithuanian show. And these are people I got to work with. And of course, Mr. Parnum, who was the engineer here for 50 years, the man I replaced.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know if anyone ever replaces him. We definitely have different styles, but definitely he inspired me in many ways.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Now, it's interesting you mentioned that because you graduated in 74. Did you stay involved with SOU after graduation or?
It was different in those days. Usually you graduated and you were gone. There was no, nowadays we encourage the kids to, hang around for the summer, help out in the summer because we have a lot of shifts to fill. And we also encourage, alums to come back and even do shows. In those days you graduated, you kind of left. I would, tune into WSOU occasionally, but
Sure.
I was, trying to build my career in those
Yeah,
days.
absolutely. Now, how did you and SOU reunite? When did you do this? What capacity, Frank, please?
Well, back in the 90s, I was running my own business. I was, working a lot all over the place, out of state, a lot in New York City.
Wow.
I was getting hired to wire studios, and, that was a big part of my business. So I was, working in a number of places on 42nd Street and downtown and, down in the village. And I got a call. It may have been Joe Garifo who called me. I'm trying to think if he did. But he said, "Hey, I don't know if you heard, Mr. Parnum passed away, and some student is handling the engineering stuff. A young man by the name of John Creeley, who was doing a good job, but he was a kid."
Sure.
So I said, "Oh," and I think it was Joe. He just said, "Why don't you call over there? See, maybe something you'd be interested in." So I did call, who was the man who was the director at the time, Mike Collazo, and he brought me in for an interview, and he kind of hired me on the spot.
Oh
But
my.
I was running a business, so I wasn't looking to work full time anywhere.
Sure.
But I agreed. And I said, "But I'll be working, my other stuff too." So I committed to a certain number of hours every week. The problem was, if I had realized how much work had to be done, I might not have taken the job. The station had moved from downstairs upstairs to these beautiful new studios,
Oh, wow.
and I thought this will be great until I realized that the place really wasn't wired.
Oh
Yeah,
no.
a few things had been wired, and of course, the great Jim Malaspina, who's always been involved here at the station. Jim, he spoke to me and he said, "Hey, all the studios still have to be wired." I thought, great. So I then spent the next year really hooking up all the studios and all that stuff. And Jim was always a big help to me too. So then, several years later, the school insisted I come on full time. And but I did work out a deal where I still run my business, but I discovered pretty quickly you can't run a business and work full time somewhere. So
Well, you got that right. Yeah, no
I
doubt
wound
about
up actually just doing this mostly. It's been a good
Wow.
decision. I'm happy about it. I like working.
And you have certainly impacted literally thousands of students, faculty, staff, administration there in your 25 years. And again, blessed and happy anniversary. That is so incredible. So, as chief engineer, basically, is it making sure that the station airs and is operating effectively? Is that pretty much the chief duty? But there must be so many other things with it, Frank.
Well, yeah, I mean, my main job is to make sure everything is working. And at a place like this, it's a constant, things are screwing up constantly here. So being here full time really, I think, is really important. I mean, if I ever
Sure.
leave, I think someone has to be here full time to, to really make things work. But losing my train of thought here, but what I discovered, Mr. Parnum, who was here for 50 years, had a way of doing things. But I really decided to work the job a little differently. I think I need more human interaction with people.
Sure.
So I took on some different roles here. No one asked me to. I just did it. I spend a lot more time working with students and individually and
Oh, wow.
teaching them how to edit and record and all that kind of stuff. So you sort of become more of a mentor with the students, and I sort of have liked that role. So I don't know if that's what every other engineer would do, and because I think I'm sure there are better engineers than me, but I think there are, I think the way I handle it is I'm more concerned with, I don't care if we're 1 dB lower than, what we're supposed to be, or whether the sound sizzles too much, or I mean, I take care of that. But I'm more concerned that the students are learning how to do it, and they're, caring about, and they can be proud when they graduate, and they can take their skills and, learn and work somewhere and not be intimidated. Our kids leave here, they know how to do stuff. And I'm very proud of them.
Countless WSOU staffers have told me being mentored by you has given them a tremendous competitive advantage when they leave Cetonia to go out to the workplace. No question about that. So again, thank you for all that you've done. Now we've got to know you somewhat, Frank, your career. We're going to shift gears a little bit and talk about WSOU because a very important transformation occurred for WSOU in the 80s with a format shift. It sounded like you said the format was more soft song and Perry Como and this and that. But
Well,
tell
I
me.
should mention, I'm sorry, I hate to jump in.
No,
I
please.
should mention, though, that during my time here as a student, we were starting to transition. We started to play rock.
Oh, wow.
Like by
Okay.
the time I was a senior, we were doing rock and roll shows. We were doing, the Beatles
Oh,
and the Rolling Stones, the
wow.
Allman
Okay.
Brothers. That was all stuff that we were doing. And the station was on more. We were on usually from, 7 in the morning until, 1 in the morning.
Wow, okay.
So things were changing. And
Yeah.
so for many years, that kind of music did, rule around here.
Sure, okay.
But
That's important to know then. So you
so there
were
wasn't
playing.
a transition from Perry Como to Metallica. That didn't happen, okay?
Let's talk about this format shift. What did the format shift to? What really inspired this change, Frank?
Well, I wasn't here, but I do know I knew it was happening because I heard it through the grapevine. I think we had a group of students who really felt that there was no place for people who like this music to go. I mean, there aren't many stations that play this stuff.
Sure.
It's sort of become our, our calling card to success. And I think a group of students, they're called, I don't know what they're called, but they have a nickname, the Heavy Metal Five or something. They opted for this, and the staff bought into it. Now, there's always been a misconception that it can never change. There's always this, it's almost like, you'd be sentenced to Hades if you ever. But the truth is, these students, just like those students, changed it. A group of new students could change it too. I often think they're maybe too intimidated to do that, but someday it will probably happen.
This is so important to understand, and we haven't touched upon this, but WSOU has been, and to this day, is run by students. Isn't that right? There's a leadership
Absolutely.
board of students.
Absolutely. Which I don't think you're going to find many college stations, if you find any, that do what we do. The
Yeah.
reason I think we're better than everybody else, because we win a lot of awards, as you know, but we don't win every award. But part of the reason I think we're better is because our students actually make the decisions. We have
Exactly.
student managers who are elected every year. We just recently completed electing the board for next year, which will start on May
Wonderful.
1st. But they make decisions. They decide what music we're going to play. They decide what artists we're going to promote. They decide what contests we're going to run. They decide what news we're going to broadcast. And we don't there are three professionals here, myself and Jen Kaiser, who's in charge of sales, and now Chris Aurelio, who is sort of an overseer for the station, TV studio, and the theater.
Wow.
Sort of replacing Mark Maben, who many people may know, got very sick, and the university, unfortunately, opted to break ties with them. So we're, you know, it's been a bit of a transition.
Sure.
But those students make the decisions, and we help guide them. But, you know, I mean, if they're doing really kooky stuff, we might step in and say, you know, no, you can't throw ice cream out the window. No, it's. But they are making decisions, and they do an incredible job. I mean, it's actually changed over the years from when I first got here. The management boards were good and they were doing things, but the boards now, we hold them much more accountable than we ever did before.
That's so wonderful. Yes,
you know, we expect them to do more, and that definitely is a direct influence of Mark Maben, who kind of raised the level here by expecting students to do more and do better.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that's why we win awards, because we do better news than most college stations. Our people sound better than most college stations.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about that.
Yeah, we don't really care. I know it's great when we win awards, but it really isn't our driving. We just do what we think is the best thing to do. And that's why we have students here from all over the country, and they come here just to work here.
It really is fabulous, no doubt about it. Now, Frank, I have to ask you, there's some people who believe the loudest rock format doesn't totally align with Seton Hall's mantra of the Catholic University of New Jersey. How do you respond to these individuals, please?
Well, I'll say that, first of all, it's music, and I'm all for music. But we have, believe it or not, I think they base their decision based on the way it sounds, not on what's being said. We have a very strict level of rules for all the song. Every song that we play has been listened to, you know, scanned,
wow,
fixed. We have very stringent rules here. We play the loud music, but we don't play bad messages. We don't, you know, we don't promote bad messages.
Sure.
We want our music is really just that form of music. And I understand, believe me, I have, you know, three grown children myself, and they don't like the music. They wonder why I do. It's a form of music. Believe me, I there's a lot of music I don't like, but I've grown to like this music a lot.
Sure. So. Well, I have said this to President Nyer, and I've stated it publicly before, and I'm happy to reiterate it again. WSOU, the Frank Scafidis of the world, the Mark Mabins, the Chris's, the Jens, the student staff, you are doing God's work at WSOU.
He needs some better employees, though.
The tremendous benefit that you are doing to these students who then go on to be great leaders in society and very Franciscan, responsible, accountable leaders because of how you expect from them more. It's just wonderful, certainly. Frank, we could talk all day. Sadly, we've only got about 7 minutes. I've still got some important questions for you. You were an integral component of WSOU winning the Marconi Award in 2016. You were actually present, I understand, to receive the award. Tell us all about this, please.
I was really excited. We've been nominated, you know, a number of times. One mistake people often make is people always assume that we won the award for the best college radio station, which we did not. We won as the best non-commercial station, which means we kicked the butts of all the NPR stations too.
Oh my goodness, I didn't realize that.
So after that, though, they the National Association of Broadcasters changed the category, because I guess people were upset that we won. So now there is the category is not best college radio station.
Okay.
And so it's different. But the year we won, we actually won for nonprofit. And
Oh, wow, that is
I think it
amazing.
probably was a surprise victory. But no, it's I was there, and I was there with a couple of students. And when they called our names, we were really excited. And here's a I'll tell you a quick funny story because I know we're running out of time.
That's okay.
We were leaving I guess the following morning, and we had this award. So I put it in my luggage, and I had to wrap it with like all my clothes just so it wouldn't break.
Oh, wow.
And as we went through the airport security, the baggage was going through, and I picked up the bag as it went through, and the officer from the airport yelled out, "Congratulations." And I said, "What?"
Oh.
I said, "What? What are you talking about?" He said, "For winning that award. I just saw it in your suitcase."
Oh, isn't that awesome?
And
Isn't that awesome?
in addition, we were getting on the plane, and I don't know if people know who Jennifer Nettles is, but she's a big country music star.
Yes.
She was the entertainment at the event. And so I was with her on the plane, and she was as nice as could be. And she congratulated us too for winning
Oh,
the award.
what a beautiful
So it was
story.
kind of a fun day. So
Oh, that is so beautiful. Now, tonight, April 22nd, there's going to be a huge gala celebrating our 75th birthday. Do you want to share a little bit about the details? And if any of our listeners still want to attend, are there still tickets available, Frank?
I'm not sure. I think they may have closed it off a couple of days ago just because we had so many, people.
Sure.
I think we're going to have a huge crowd. We normally do. I don't think there's any other club on this campus that could produce this kind of result.
Wow.
It's going to be at the Madison Hotel in Convent Station, and I would be surprised if we don't have close to 300 people or not more.
Wow.
And we're going to induct new people into our Hall of Fame. Mark Maben, of course. Joe Riley, who was a man from who went to school here in the 50s and 60s, who was a big supporter of the station. He's a very successful broadcaster himself. And Tracy Gottlieb, who was a member of SOU when she was a student here back in my day, who has gone on to a career in journalism and was a VP here on campus and is now back to teaching, but always been a supporter of SOU. And we always have an award for a young alum who's making waves. And this year it's John Fanta, who is been working as a reporter and a play-by-play guy for the Big East. So
Wow.
John's doing great, and we'll get to needle him a little bit. So it should be an exciting night, and looking forward to it.
I hate to rush a beautiful day, but I kind of wish it was 5 o'clock already and we were there at this beautiful, beautiful place, no doubt
Oh, I'm
about
sorry. We were told that you're not allowed to
it.
go up tonight. Okay. We sorry. You seem like such a good guy. But we thought that there's one. We already got a religious guy coming, so we don't need to.
That's right. I understand the bishop is going to do an invocation, certainly
Bishop
somebody.
O'Hara, and I know you're the backup just in
Ah,
case.
yes. Okay. I have a prayer ready, certainly, and no doubt about that. Did you want to say a few words to Tracy and Joe and Mark and to John at all, Frank?
Well, they all know they're, getting their awards. And Mark, of course, is a very good friend of mine. And
Sure.
Tracy, I went to school with, and she's a friend of mine too. Fanta was a pain in my butt. So, no, I'm just kidding. John is a great kid. And I remember his mom, when he first came to school here, his mom pulled me aside and said, "Keep an eye on that boy." Believe me, that's a kid who didn't need anyone to keep an eye on.
That is so
And I met Joe
wonderful.
Riley, and he's a great guy, and it's gonna be fun.
Oh, wow. Frank Scafidi, Chief Engineer, Class of 1974 here at Setonia, and Chief Engineer at WSU. We can't thank you enough for reminiscing with us. This has been an incredible way to kick off this celebration day for the great WSOU. And we look forward to seeing you tonight. It's going to be a fun, fun time. And I just want to remind the listeners that we have our own Hall of Fame here at Thank God for Monday. The nominating committee has handed me an envelope before this show. So I'm going to open it now, and lo and behold, the name is Frank Scafidi. Frank, congratulations. Welcome to the WSOU, or welcome to the TGFM Hall of Fame. Again, it's a little token of our appreciation for all you've done these past 17 years for us. We love you, we admire you, and we are so grateful to God for the gift of Frank Scafidi. So
thanks.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for all you've done for me personally, the show, and for all of WSOU.
I thank you very much, Greg. It's been an honor knowing you all these years. I tell your story to everybody. I'm so proud of you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. The honor is really mine, Frank, and the show certainly.
And I get to see you every once in a while when I'm working in Brooklyn.
Yes, so. That's the great pleasure, no doubt about it. Listeners, guess what? Once again, we're out of time. Greg saying our hope and prayer is that when you wake up on Monday morning, just like Frank Scafidi does, you'll say, thank God for Monday. Until next week's episode, have a great week, everyone. And again, happy birthday, WSOU. Bye-bye.